5 days after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled Haiti, some of his supporters are still holed up in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Armed pro-Aristide gangs are looting and shooting at police, and several Aristide partisans have been lynched in acts of reprisal. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports that residents of the capital fear for their safety, even with police and a U.S.-led multinational force patrolling the streets.
Several times a day, convoys of U.S. Marines fan out from Haiti's now empty presidential palace downtown in a show of force meant to reassure Haitians that stability is returning to their country. Their reception has been mixed. Many Haitians watch them with curiosity, some smile, but thousands of others jeer, holding up photos of ousted President Aristide. They believe the U.S. forced Aristide out at gunpoint. Life is slowly returning to normal in the capital, with some stores and banks open and limited commercial flights arriving. Residents are moving freely on the streets in most neighborhoods, but armed militant Aristide supporters, known as Chimères, still control the large seaside slums of Port-au-Prince and have been battling with police all week. This Port-au-Prince street corner was just days ago controlled by the Chimères. Today, a handful of men are hanging around a closed gas station, warily watching for trouble. 34-year-old merchant Frito Francois says they expect the Chimère to return at any moment. This security situation is not resolved at all, he says. There's a lot of armed Chimère out there. We still don't sleep well. We sleep with one eye open. Francois's neighbor, English teacher Joe Enriquez, says he sleeps on his roof each night, as do the rest of the adult men in this neighborhood, their machetes and clubs at the ready to repel Aristide thugs. He says he's offended by the presence of international troops stationed in the presidential palace. Nevertheless, he hopes they'll venture into the back alleys of the crowded slums and root out the Chimère.
I wouldn't send him by himself, because they don't know the town, but they had to work with the police. The Haitian police, because most of the Haitian police know the Chimère. They even know the leaders of the Chimère.
The international forces are, in fact, patrolling with the Haitian police, men whom U.S. Marine Colonel Mark Gerganis describes as devastated and demoralized after 3 months of almost daily violence. But though they're walking side by side through town, Gerganis stresses his men are not doing police work.
We will intervene to prevent seriously bodily harm or death. I don't do traffic tickets, and I don't stop purse snatching.
Or looters, he said, making it clear that it is Haitians who must end the lawlessness that has gripped the capital for nearly a week. That job is even more difficult now, because during the chaos of the last days, virtually everyone escaped from Haiti's jails. Last Sunday at Haiti's federal prison, just blocks from the presidential palace, 2,000 prisoners rioted and escaped from their cinder block pens when word reached them that Aristide had fled. Prison guard Patrick Janvier displays the makeshift weapons prisoners used to smash locks and beat back their captors: sharpened iron spikes, metal bed legs, wooden clubs. He says the guards on duty had just 5 shotgun shells between them.
Yeah. They hurt one of my guys back. It's at hospital right now.
Other prison guards just laughed when asked about the chances of police rearresting the escapees. Meanwhile, in the countryside, some anti-Aristide vigilantes are extracting brutal revenge on the men who long terrorized them in the name of the president. Yesterday, in the southern town of Petit Goave, they captured a leader of a militant group called Sleeping in the Woods, beat him with stones, and burned him alive. Reports of attacks on Aristide supporters are filtering in from northern Haiti as well, but the International Red Cross says it's having no problems delivering much-needed aid in the north. This as political leaders in Port-au-Prince announced the formation of a 3-member council to set up an interim government that will eventually organize new elections. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.